New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Hello. Good morning, Crevo.
How are you, Kat? Oh, how are you, Stephen?
Just awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Ready for a Tuesday, Stephen? How about yourself?
Yeah, I've just been stretched, actually. I was having a bit yawn. But I'm up and about. I'm getting, you know, I'm ready to go. Exciting. We're lucky. We get to miss all the traffic coming this early.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of people battling it today.
A lot. Interesting situation yesterday unfolding. I'm sitting on the couch, right? Did it. Oh, a text. Who sent an old school text?
Yeah.
That's a bit old school. No WhatsApp or whatever.
Carrier pigeon or something,
yeah.
Eh?
Oh, it's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your mum's rushed off to hospital.
Oh, no. Like, everything
dear.
Okay?
Well, she nearly died. But
what?
Luckily, yes, her heart stopped. Went down to like 20 beats a minute, right? Luckily, they got her in there. And apparently, seems like she's getting a pacemaker today.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. I was, like, completely blindsided, rushed down, went down to Gosford Hospital, where she is.
Yeah.
Actually just caught her in the emergency last night before they took her to, like, to the heart section to keep an eye on her. They got her on, like, the adrenaline to keep her heart rate up. She'd been tired for ages. This is probably it.
Like, take the day off. What are you doing here?
Well, there's nothing I can do from here. I can't even visit her at the moment. So I thought, why not come in and do the show?
Wow.
That's so big. That's heavy, man.
Well, hopefully she gets a pacemaker. Like, I think it would actually help her a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow, that is a developing story.
Yeah, indeed, guys.
I mean, nothing so sinister happening in Charlestown. We just span the wheel again. Got Brazilian food this week.
Ooh, what'd you cook last night?
Feijoada or something like that it's called. I'm not 100% sure on the pronunciation, obviously.
Yeah.
National dish of Brazil, though.
What's that like?
It's good. It's just basically like a bunch of mixed meat in this, like, slow-cooked stew.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, real nice, hey? Like, a couple, like, veg in there, like, carrot and some corns and stuff as well. Yeah, real nice. Awesome. Enjoyed it thoroughly.
Nice one. Jess, how are you?
I'm good.
Just getting along?
Yeah. All right. Crazy over here.
Okay, good stuff. Seems like we move. Waking up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
So, Jess, a number of people charged over a brawl at Raymond Terrace. What's the situation here?
Yes, this happened at Lakeside Sports Complex back in September during one of the final footy games of the season. A brawl broke out, apparently, started on the field, and then people from the crowd started to join in on that brawl, and it just turned into this huge melee. Police were called, and they've been trying to find who was responsible for starting it, who, you know, threw punches, I guess, and all the rest of it. So they've arrested five men who were mainly involved in it, a 26-year-old, three other men, 23, 29, and 35, and also a 17-year-old who are all facing court at various times between now and the end of the year.
So it seems like doesn't seem important enough to fight over, does it?
Not really.
Well, I feel like people have this, I guess, false idea that when you're on the footy field, that the law doesn't apply.
Yeah.
You just, like, assault people. You can't. That's the law still applies. don't be throwing punches. It's not that hard, is it?
Yeah, the footy field is not a different country. As much as you might think it is, it's not.
Yeah, well,
law applies equally all over it.
Exactly.
Hopefully this serves as a warning for other people anyway as well. Yeah. Don't be starting fights because it's not, good in it. It's not important, like you said. Anyway, staying in the sports lane, the young Socceroos are in Spain at the moment. They've got a big week ahead and one of our very own is there. Is that right, Jess?
Yeah, so Max Middleby, who played with Valentine FC, he's at the moment with the Central Coast Mariners Academy. He's over there as part of the young Socceroos team. They're playing at the Marbella Week of Football. They've got three games coming up. Starts on Thursday. They're playing France. Then they play the Netherlands on the weekend and Denmark next week. But Max Middleby's doing really well. He's the son of the last Socceroo that came from Newcastle, Robbie Middleby. Mm-hmm. And Max made his international debut earlier this year when he played in a tournament in Portugal. So looks like he's got a bit of a promising soccer career ahead of him.
And pedigree, by the sounds.
And also that.
Wow.
Well, it's tough. I mean, it's hard to empathise for those kids, isn't it, who have such successful parents. Like, they got big shoes to fill, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Pretty big shadow, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But I'm sure he'll do well.
Hopefully he does. And some big games there. Like, that seems like a very tough draw. I don't know what this Marabella Week of Football is. I'm not familiar with it. But that seems like a very tough draw. Some big teams there. So, fingers crossed they get the chockies, the old Socceroos.
Exactly.
Indeed. Oh, well, I'm sure we'll keep across it as you're waking up with the Novos. And, of course, a full news update again at 5:30 here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And a bit of a PSA this morning, team. It is World Mental Health Day.
Yay.
Tuesday, 10th of October. So, I mean, as always, a great excuse just to check in with loved ones around you and make sure you direct them to the appropriate channels to make sure that everyone is doing all right. And it's a good excuse to have a bit of you time today.
That's a good point. What are you going to do to get some you time, Stephen?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Probably going to lock Siobhan out the room and have a bit of a nap this afternoon, maybe.
Yeah. What about yourself, Kath? What are you going to do for a bit of you time?
For my mental health, I always cuddle my puppy.
Right. Perfect.
So maybe if you want some you time, lock the dog out the room.
No, that's not how it works.
You don't understand.
It's the opposite.
It's Brinny's house and I'm just a guest, right? Oh, I'm just her human.
Right.
So if anybody's getting locked outside, it's me.
It's you. You lock yourself out then. Take care of your dog's mental health.
What are you going to do for you, Tyler?
That's a good question. Maybe pat the dog as well. There we go. Oh. Sorted.
Regardless what you do, make sure you look after yourself and look after your loved ones because, you know, mental health is so important.
Definitely.
And just make sure that everyone's going all right. We're one big Newcastle family and in the Newcastle spirit. Wrap your arms around your brothers, your sisters. Look after everyone.
A lovely bit of sentiment. I love that. New FM. The last 3.5 weeks, guys, I've been living the bachelor lifestyle.
Lots of Nazi goring.
Yeah, that's it. You
instant
know,
noodles.
Just hanging out, like watching whatever telly I want. But apparently now, well, not apparently, yesterday my wife arrived back, which means...
Oh, aww. Turn it up.
R.I.P. to the bachelor lifestyle. A few things straight away are basically gone. So first of all, like when I cook just for myself, very simple, like not piles and piles of washing up because usually Emmy likes to cook and being in our rules, like in our house the rules are whoever cooks doesn't wash a single thing.
Seems fair.
Yeah. But when she does, suddenly there's like 19 pots and pans and everything else and like how many chopping boards do you need? Like,
one for everything. I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, I guess if you're not conscious about the cleaning up after, you just use dishes willy-nilly, don't
you? That's right. Like how have you gotten every single bowl out of the whole cupboard? That doesn't even seem possible. So suddenly, washing up, back on the menu, right?
Right, okay.
Next thing, right, the last 3.5 weeks, love been watching telly in the evening, fully stretched out on the couch.
Oh,
nothing better. Now it's me, the dog, and the wife. No room. I'm just perched on the end. And the dog, of course, stretches out, takes up 90% of the couch. And I feel like I've hardly got any room. I have to sit on that little arm bit where you usually put your hand. That's an absolute no. Next thing. You guys know I like a burger, right? One of my favourite foods.
But Emmy doesn't, right?
Yeah, doesn't like burgers at all, my wife Emmy. So I've pretty much turned into a burger over the last 3 weeks. But burger times are over. The other thing is...
This is all in, like, what, 12 hours?
Well, you know, it's been a long 12 hours. So the other thing is, right, Emmy, my wife Emmy, she's a very clean person, but she's not a tidy person.
Yeah.
They're already, right, as soon as she left, like day one, I tidied up the whole house. Been tidy the whole time.
No, it hasn't.
It has. She gets back, jackets and bags. How have you even got jackets under there and stuff like that? There's just stuff everywhere already. Straight back on the tidying. My bachelor life is, it's over. But I'm so happy my wife is back. I'm absolutely loving it. No,
you sound thrilled.
Yeah, it's good to have her back. I'm thrilled about the whole situation. New FM.
One, two, three. On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, here we go. Of course, this is your first chance to win some prizes nice and early. Very easy. If you haven't heard this game before, very, very simple. We give you three things, and you just got to figure out what is the theme between those three things. I've got a test for you guys. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
So this one would be, you know, Kath versus Stephen. Your name's your buzzer. All right, here we go. T-shirt, pants, Kath. Shorts. Four. That was quick.
Clothing.
That's it. See? Simple. 1 point on the board. If you heard that and went, I knew that was clothing, this is your chance.
And Crevo is right. It is so easy. We understand. You maybe haven't had your coffee yet. You're still waking up. Fret not.
Don't worry.
You still win some prizes. So
that's right.
That magic number is 4967-4105. And we're sending the family off to Rippit Golf.
That's right. Family pass to Rippit Golf Broadmeadow. Book your Christmas parties now at Rippit with functions tailored to suit your needs. Or win a family pass right now. They've got the mini golf there. They've got, of course, the simulator
that's
as well.
That's what excites me the most, yeah, the golf simulators.
It looks so flash.
And I feel like as well, like it's a bit more forgiving than my actual golf game. I feel like they're a bit like, yeah, he's really badly sliced this, but
we'll give you
you know what?
We'll close just, enough's good enough.
Yeah, I feel like they are a bit more forgiving, which is more fun, of course.
Indeed. So, 4967-4105 is the number to call. If you heard that clothing thing and went, I knew that. That was clothing. That was easy. You could win Rippit golf passes. And, of course, everyone on the show today as well in the draw for $100 fuel cards too.
Oh, so. Winning on winning for exactly. Your Tuesday morning. It is super simple. And let's meet the contestants vying for the Rippit golf vouchers this morning. We head to Stroud first. Morning, Sue. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I am very well, thanks. You excited to have a crack at Three of a Kind?
I'm going to give it a go.
You most certainly are. All right, well, love up against that. You, we head to Curry. Morning, Cody. How's things?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. You on the road, on the way to work? What's happening?
Yeah, on the way to work.
What nice. Do you do for a crust?
Painter.
Ah, there you go. All right, well, let's try and get this battle on the road, if you don't mind. Before we do, though, we've got to test the technology. So we'll test everyone's buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. Sue, you go first.
Sue.
Yep, lovely. Nice and quick. Cody?
Cody.
All right.
Everything's working. Here we go. First one.
All right. Scoring is first of two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants. First one I've got for you this morning is Dare Oak Boss.
Cody.
Cody, quickest there.
Types of milk.
Yeah, flavoured milk. Take that. Absolutely. Well done, mate. One on the board. All right. Next one we'll go to. Thinking Out Loud, Shape of You 18. Mm. No. Buzz.
Oh,
we're going to have a guess.
Yeah, go for it.
Songs.
No, I can't take that. I can't. They are songs, you are right. They're Ed Sheeran songs, though. You're on the right kind of train of thought, though.
That was a hard one.
Oh, well, you know what?
It's supposed to be hard.
Well, you know.
I didn't find it hard. I knew what it was straight away.
Yeah, just get it for free. You got to earn it,
that's
you know?
Right. It's Rippit Golf Bars. Very sought after.
All right. Next one I'll go for, then. Labrador, Greyhound, Poodle.
Cody
there.
Types of dogs.
Dogs is correct. Was that easy enough for you, Kat?
Yes.
Which right. Also means, is that me, Cody? Yeah. Our winner!
Congratulations, mate. Off to Rippit Golf.
Oh, I like that. Sue, very, you know, congratulatory. Now, Sue, as our runner-up, do you reckon we can get you back for another go tomorrow?
I'll give it a go.
Yes. Awesome. Talk to you tomorrow.
That's what I like to hear. Same time, same place. Easy prizes and only local winners here at New FM.
But don't talk in emoji because I won't understand what you're saying. I'm old and I don't get it, right? So I've got this friend, Karen, and it doesn't matter what we're talking about, what the conversation is about, how serious it is. She always finds a way to reply in emoji. This woman can have entire conversations in emojis and GIFs and nothing else.
Interesting.
I struggle.
Yeah, is it struggling to understand it? Is that the issue?
I do not speak the graphics, sorry.
Right.
So, I don't speak the graphics. That's outrageous.
That's even boomer for me.
You know what you learn before you, like, learn how to read? You learn picture books, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
But, you know, then I learned how to, you know, use words, and I lack words. Anyway, so I had a complaint to her about, you know, I don't understand what you're saying when you send me these emojis. You know what she started doing? She started sending back entire phrases in emoji.
Oh, that's
so
just a wind-up to you.
Two Bs, recycled sign, stop sign, two B's, question mark.
To be or not to be?
Yes.
Yeah, easy.
Right,
easy.
So she's sending me things like that just to kind of, you know, get me. And I'm like, okay, perhaps I'm the problem. Perhaps, you know, me needs to ditch the boomer self and learn emojis like I probably should have done in maybe, I don't know, 2015.
Yeah.
Adapt, overcome, that's evolve.
Right. You're the young one here. You would have been an emoji native, surely?
Yeah, yeah. I've grown up in the instant messaging generation.
Sure.
So, like, my emoji keyboard is actually very practical.
Right.
It's not used for fun or quirk. It's used as, like, to portray messages or you know, quotes or whatever. Because why write lots of words when one picture can, you know, one button can
famously
portray all that?
Yeah, picture says 1,000 words. That's what they say. Why type 1,000 words? Seems a lot harder.
Exactly. That is the saying. And look, a couple that you might need.
Right.
Okay, let's, if you're in at home and you're like Kath struggling, yeah, here are a couple of the basics you might need.
All right,
see
get
if
ready.
You guys know this.
Okay.
If what would it mean if someone was to send you like a baseball cap, a picture of a baseball cap?
That must mean
Scott Morrison.
Bring your hat.
Incorrect to both of those. it's like slang term for cap, which means you're telling a lie. You're telling a porky.
There we go.
So if you were to say,
I'm going to take notes.
You know, I saw a 2-for-1 deal at the shops and they send back a baseball cap, means, oh, you're telling a fib. No, can't be true. So that's a baseball cap.
All right.
Okay, what
one
else you got for
all
me?
All right, another one you might need, and I'll do it for you guys in studio, but I'll articulate it for those playing at home.
Okay.
If you get like two finger guns and you point them in together on each other, what would this mean?
Got no idea.
Means like it's a standoff between two people.
It means you're feeling nervous.
Oh.
So wrong on that one as well.
Jeez, all right.
All right, let's do two more quickly.
Yeah.
If someone has sent you a picture of a goat.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what that means?
Surely.
Greatest of all time.
I would have got that as well. That's easy.
I'm sure you would have, Crevo. Yeah. It's real convenient you didn't get in first.
Well,
but you can't just copy Kath's work.
What Kath said.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, this is a curveball one, a bit new to the emoji game. It hasn't, you know, got the runs on the board.
Okay.
It's a newcomer in the industry.
Sure.
Someone sent you an octopus, a picture of an octopus. Does anyone know what that means?
Got no idea.
Is this something that it must be 8 times better?
Means you want to hug. I've got so many arms.
Oh.
You know, octopuses would be good at hugs.
I like that one. So much better than the eggplant.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's a lot more wholesome as well.
Wow, eggplant means you want baba ganoush for dinner, which I understand. That sounds great.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And I know there's a lot of news going on in the world, but I've got the biggest and best news story of the day right here, right now.
Hang on. Let me turn the music down.
Why?
So you can hear you better. Go. This is big.
It is big news.
I know. Go.
Especially for big dog lovers like me. Dog Rescue Newcastle has an 8-month-old purebred St. Bernard who needs a new home.
Aww.
He's so beautiful. His name's Rocky. He's a big puppy, right? And I mean a big puppy. He's 8 months old and bigger than Brinny, so a big puppy.
Brinny's your dog, yeah?
He's my dog, yeah.
Which is already a big dog.
Yeah, she's a Great Dane cross. So she's already a big dog, but this is a St. Bernard, so, and it's a purebred St. Bernard, which is usually thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And Rocky needs a new home. Needs
A forever home.
A forever home, but needs no small children, and needs somebody who has experience dealing with big dogs because
It's a big dog.
It's a very big dog.
Yeah, widen your doorways.
Huge. I've shared it to the new FM page so that you can all look at Rocky and go, with me this morning. But I'm hoping that Rocky finds a new home. It is the biggest story of the day. Certainly, it's a big dog.
And if you've got 5 minutes while you're sitting on the dunny to do a bit of social media scrolling, you've got to go check this out.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's been posted on the new FM socials. Go find it and
it's
just
so
treat
beautiful.
Yourself. The cute factor for your Tuesday morning.
It's 11 out of 10.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's definitely there. Next, though, we move into the area of a new Dorito flavour, right, that's causing controversy. Big controversy. So we'll chat more about that in minutes here at New FM. Getting into the chat around a new flavour of Dorito, which is causing all sorts of controversy. Now, the reason behind this is it's not just like, usually they go, all they do usually with Doritos is add one more type of cheese. So they usually go, oh, you've gone from double to triple cheese. Oh, it's blown my mind.
Controversially, they go to tomato or barbecue.
Like, not even. They're not that brave. Usually, Doritos.
Usually they've gone, oh, it's double nacho cheese. I wasn't expecting that.
Triple cheese Dorito. I can't even say Doritos.
That's all right. I can say it for you.
Okay.
Now, though, what they've done is they've introduced coriander flavour.
Oh, they haven't, have they?
Now, somebody who has access to one of these exclusive early taste testers is local food celebrity Russell Russ Eats. Good morning. How are you?
G'day. Good. I'm not usually up this early, so I mightn't sound as peppy as usual.
Sound plenty peppy to me.
And we appreciate you getting up nice and early because you do have one of these exclusive, I guess, coriander Doritos. I mean, you're a bit of a TikTok superstar. I assume they sent you out this packet, is that right?
Yeah, I got two packs, and on the back it says like 290 or 500, so there's apparently only 500 in Australia.
Obviously.
Good thing.
Well, obviously this is a tester because they want to see what the reaction will be like. Of course, we need to know what it was like.
Well, I think I gave it a 7 out of 10. I was actually surprised.
Oh.
It was very coriander-y up front.
Yeah.
And then it just tasted like Cool Ranch Doritos. So they've done a pretty good job, and they're making out it's the first time they've done a controversial flavour. They brought out Mountain Dew flavour a couple of years ago, and it actually tasted like reflux.
And they looked hell weird as well. I remember those Mountain Dew ones. Now, Russ, are you a fan of coriander normally?
Yeah, I think it's like a key. It's a banh mi key ingredient. Without coriander on a banh mi, it's just a bread roll.
Yeah, that's so true.
I know people. I think it's become fun to hate. It's like the Nickelback of
of herbs. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've tried it and you rate it pretty well, which of course leads us to ask Newcastle what they think. And this is what we want to do here: 4967-4105. Coriander Doritos. Do you love it or do you hate it? Without even trying it, probably. Doesn't matter. We can pass judgment.
And for getting involved on the show this morning, $100 fuel cards up for grabs. So, like Crevo said, 4967-4105. Are you crazy like Russ and you like coriander and your Doritos? Or are you sensible with a normal palate and you think this is a terrible idea?
Is it going to be a banh mi flavour for you or is it going to be a bit more like dishwashing liquid? How do you feel about coriander? Give us a call, 4967-4105.
It's so easy as well with them at the moment, like, oh, it's limited edition. That's just them getting the little toe in the water.
I know.
It's going to come
to
shelves.
And a whole lot of publicity, which we're delivering to them in spades. Because it's a good fun thing to talk about. And we put it up on the socials last night. A lot of controversy, a lot of divided opinions. Some that are pretty strong. So, Troy spewed a little in his mouth when he heard the idea of coriander Doritos. Rachel reckons they'll taste just like dishwashing liquid, like all coriander does. And some are, you know, suggesting dips that they can, you know, partner with it and all the rest of it. Yeah, some of them are actually keen, but, you know, Katie, I think, has gone way too far. She reckons they may as well release a cancer-flavoured Dorito.
Well, she can't be saying that.
Yeah,
Katie.
That's...
You have taken it too far.
You have taken
it. That's what I've said.
I'm not entirely sure what they would taste like, but,
No good.
All opinions are valid opinions. Give us a call, 4967-4105. Tell us what you think. Your chance to win a $100 fuel card just for, basically telling us this is awful.
Terrible idea.
All right, let's head to East Maitland. Morning, Simon. What are your thoughts on a potential coriander Dorito?
Morning. Yeah, I would give it a try. Like, why not?
You reckon it's good? You know what? I'm on board because, like we said before, coriander, the key ingredient in banh mi, imagine one of those sprinkled on top instead of coriander.
But I feel like there's such, like, when I order a banh mi, I'll have coriander on it, but I just take it off because there's so much taboo around not wanting coriander.
So you're just an absolute no.
I'm a no.
You know what I reckon?
Final answer?
Look, I don't think I'd be keen, but I think I've figured out what's actually going on here, right? This is a cost of living issue because coriander, if you plant it, grows literally like a weed, and there is so much of it that it would be the cheapest ingredient that Doritos could go for.
It's just because it's cheaper than cheese. That's why they're doing it.
I can't be that.
You can't believe it. Well, Doritos say we want it, but Kath says no. UFM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 UFM.
And some might remember a while ago on the show, like BK, before Kath, I told this story about how hard it is to get like hash browns and chips and stuff at the moment. Wedges, they've got like, you know, rationing on them, one pack per person per transaction, all that kind of stuff. Really difficult to...
Sort of COVID vibes,
yeah,
wasn't
get
it?
Your hands on them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I told this story, like I said, BK, before Kath, well, ages and ages and ages ago. And I was at a barbecue on Saturday in Mount Hutton at a friend's place. And his mum is an avid listener. And when I rocked up, she gave me a pack of hash browns.
Nice.
I don't know how long she'd had them sitting in the freezer. She was like, are you still struggling with the hash browns? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am actually. She was like, here's a pack for you.
Did you enjoy them?
I haven't had them yet.
Oh, okay.
But I think I will enjoy them. I think I'll do a fry-up this weekend coming.
Oh,
of course. It's not a fry-up without hash browns, is it? So, you know, it touched me heart. I was like, oh, thank you so much. I don't know how long they've been taking up real estate in a freezer, but...
Doesn't matter. You got free hash browns.
Saw a pack and she got them for me.
Look,
so
it's nice that people care about you.
That's it. That's all it is. It is, like, I know it's cliche, but it is the thought that counts.
Indeed. And we care about everybody on the roads this morning. It is going to be another shocker. In fact, it's going to be a shocker for a couple of weeks. So they're going to keep the New England Highway closed at Taro over the rail bridge, closed down to one lane in both directions for the next 2 weeks. There's already delays under John Renshaw Drive and Weekly's Drive. And at the other end of town, people trying to avoid it, there's already delays on the Hunter Expressway as well and as Minmi Road. So please take your time. Please allow extra travel time. Use a different route if you can and work from home if you can.
Oh, that's the number one tip. If you can avoid the roads completely, just avoid them. Now, though, I'm here with your local life hacks, because often life's pretty hard at the moment, cost of living's through the roof. But don't worry, Crevo has your back, right?
Why do I feel like this is going to be an absolute piss take?
What are you talking about? Because you don't understand. Well, I'm trying to help your average battler, right, around Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
One of the toughest things, obviously, when you're in and around the kitchen sometimes, I don't know if you've ever found this, oh, I can't open this jar. Right? Very tough. Very difficult. Happened to me the other night at a jar of glacé cherries. I wanted to put on top of my dessert, right?
You are doing it tough in this cost of living crisis, aren't you, Crevo? Yep.
Yeah, so I had my little home brand jar of glacé cherries. I wanted to open it. Oh, I can't open it. No worries. What you do, this is a good tip for everyone. I went down to the Anytime Fitness at Mayfield, right? And there's always strong people in gyms. That's what I found. I was like, anyone can open this jar for me? Like, no dramas. This big guy, like massive guy came over. There it is, open. If you ever need a jar open, your local gym, great place to find people to open up for you.
Oh, right? Brilliant.
Here's another situation you might find yourself in where it's tough. Have you ever found this? Kath, maybe, right? You're down at Merriweather. You're there. Oh, let's get a coffee, like Blue Door or something like that. Lovely little cafe there. You go, oh, I forgot my keep cup. Not again. Right? And we're trying to reduce, reuse, recycle here.
Zero all the way. Yeah.
So you go, oh, I forgot my keep cup. Here's a way you'll never forget your keep cup. Do you own one of those? I don't know if you've ever seen these, right? It's like the dog leads that are retractable. Like zzz, goes again, and then the wire zzz, goes back in again, right? What you do, you glue one end to the keep cup.
You're
right?
Not keeping it on your belt.
No, not on your belt. Don't be ridiculous. You weld the other end to your car. So wherever you go, right, you've got the keep cup. Out here, just fill that cappuccino, please. Top it up, done. Back in. You never lose it. Never lose it once.
So you got to park solved. Right next to the cafe, though.
Well, that's even more convenient. That's why we're a team here. We're all working together.
Okay, brilliant.
Good idea, right? Another one here, price of petrol right through the roof everywhere, all across the Hunter. Yesterday at Pearl Energy, $1.90.
That was cheap.
Oh, cheap, but still expensive. I mean, that's a lot of money,
well,
right?
Well, Pearl's always the cheapest as well, so
that's
it only
right.
goes up from there. Yeah.
That's it.
That's why I'm excited, because I paid $2.20 yesterday.
Well,
continue
on. Pearl Energy. Anyway, this will get even cheaper for you, right? What you do, because with fuel, you use more fuel if the car's heavy, right? So you want to lighten it up, right? Get roof racks installed. A little bit of a cost there, but you got to spend money to make money. And then you tie a lot of helium balloons to your roof racks. It lifts your car as you drive along, saving money. That's it. There you go. Everywhere you drive, using less fuel. You're welcome, everyone. I've got you covered.
Look, you can't argue this show. Is it both entertaining and educational?
Well, that's right.
You know, we've learned... The only life hack there was that Pearl Age is the cheapest every day of fuel, pretty much.
That was my takeaway tip as well. Let's do that.
New FM.
The ARIA Awards are coming up on November 15, but, you know, there's a bit of a problem. Jet is being inducted into the Hall of Fame, but you know who hasn't been inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Who? Lots of bands.
Newcastle's own Screaming Jets. Can you believe it?
It does seem a bit unfair. I mean, they've been such an institution for so long.
On the phone, we've got Stephen Green from themusic.com.au. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing fantastic.
You Thanks picked up on this and you've called it out and you reckon that ARIA should give two bands into the Hall of Fame this year.
Absolutely. Well, we've got one jet, why not have the second?
Well, I actually have a bit of a story about the rivalry between these two bands. So about, I don't know, 25 years ago, a long time ago, when Jet was just starting out, I was at the ANU bar, the Screaming Jets were playing, and the guys clearly said, get your own name. Do you think putting both of them into the Hall of Fame in the same year is a good thing?
As long as the Screaming Jets get their due at some point, I think, it's a kitschy argument to suggest that while we've got one, we can have two. But the biggest problem for the Screaming Jets is they've never actually won an ARIA Award, full stop, and they've only ever been nominated for two.
Not so, Hall of Fame material. That resume by itself.
100%. A bit of it is a bit of quirk of history where a lot of the ARIA Awards, like the Rock Award for ARIA, only came in sort of the later 90s. So The Screaming Jets were around at their peak, but the Rock Award didn't actually exist. If you look back on history, you've still got to give them their dues, and whether there was an award at a certain period or not is irrelevant to whether they deserve to be recognised. And I think this is an opportunity for ARIA to, I guess, correct the history in some ways.
So are you suggesting, Greeny, like a post-mortem best rock group award for the ones in the early 90s?
I just think, credit where credit's due. This is a band that's been around for a really long time, and I think the music industry loves to gravitate in some ways towards hipsters, and the Screaming Jets have been that bread and butter rock and roll band that is just out there night after night playing for the masses. And I think sometimes the music industry would be do well to have a look outside of the CBD of the major capital cities and look at what's happening in the suburbs. And
yeah, well, you know, I mean, the Screaming Jets are epic Newcastle, right? They just get out there and get the job done. And they really do hammer home, you know, those really kind of core values of doing it right, doing it for the people, not overcharging at their gigs and all of that kind of stuff. How do we fix this? How do we right this wrong?
Well, I think it's just about, I would say sharing my article.
You can say that. That's fine.
Well, you guys have got a platform there too. We start blogging their new album that's out this week. That'll be great. And there's lots of things that, you could write to ARIA. Do people still write letters these days? I don't know.
I think they send emails.
Yeah, something like that. Does anyone read them though?
That's
we'll send
the
them a Snapchat. It'll be right.
Yeah.
Well, we can try and obviously build up a bit of a public
a
contest,
campaign.
If you will, a campaign.
Maybe New FM should start a petition.
There we go. I think we probably need to go and talk to the boys and see if they want us to do this first.
Well, that's true as well.
They want it.
Surely they do.
I know for a fact that they'll go, it doesn't bother us. We don't, it's not about that. You have to say that. The reality is, you want the awards, don't you?
Yeah, of course. You want the accolades for all the hard work you've put in.
Well, it'll be interesting this week. Obviously, they do have a new album out, so this might be an opportunity for a big chart position. If anyone was thinking of buying the new album, buy it this week, and a number one album will quickly tell ARIA what they need to do, I reckon.
Yeah, and I think after losing Paul so suddenly, it would be a really nice thing to give back to the Screaming Jets. All right, Greeny, thanks for chatting to us, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And don't forget, that ticket picker box, not too far away. In fact, T-minus 27 minutes. So
precisely.
If you're thinking, I really want some free tickets, like everyone does, if you're a local person, you could win it. Simple as that.
Like you said, it's happening after 8. Up next, though, Kat. Yesterday, you were telling us behind the scenes something about your pooch, Brinny, which is absolutely outrageous.
It's not outrageous.
Maybe the most spoilt pooch in all of Newcastle and the Hunter.
That's entirely possible, but I still don't think it's outrageous.
We're going to reveal what it is in a matter of minutes. I can't believe it. We're going to put you on flames here on New FM. Now, yesterday morning, while we were planning today's show, said something a bit offhandedly, Kath, just a a throwaway comment, and Crevo and I both stopped straight away, looked at each other and said, say no more. We're talking about this on tomorrow's show, Ari, today's show.
Yeah.
And it was around your pooch, Brinny, and a certain eating habit. Can you please elaborate for us?
You're picking on me.
No. Come on.
We're just hazing you because we like you.
I just casually mentioned that Brinny's off her food at the moment, which is not... Large dog owners will know this is not uncommon, right? So big dogs will sometimes go for 2-3 days where they won't eat their normal food or they won't eat much at all, and then they devour everything inside. And Brinny, when she gets like this, the only thing she will eat is chicken drumsticks, right?
Right.
No. She will stop eating all of her other food. She won't eat a wet food. She won't eat a dry food. She won't take snacks. She won't eat a dental sticks, but chicken drummy she will still devour. However.
So interesting. How do you even find that out?
It's by trying everything.
Yeah, interesting.
However, what Grebo was paying me out about, and I don't think is special at all, is that Madame will only take her chicken drummies on the terrace. She will not eat them in the house. She will eat everything else in the house.
Oh, al fresco dining.
I know. Look, and I know you're just going to pay me out some more and mean that she's just settling in well to her Rathlubin lifestyle.
That's it.
But she will
dining
sit at the door and not eat the tiniest bit of that chicken drumming until I open the back door and let her out on the back terrace. It's just how she is. She's a very precious dog. Okay?
I think I can one up you. So, my parents.
You can't, though. Yeah. Brinny's got to be my sport dog in all of Newcastle and Hunter.
My parents, right, they've got these two dogs.
Yeah.
And one of them has to have a medicine each, like a little tablet each day, right? Some illness or whatever. The only way I'll eat the tablet if it is inserted inside a small piece of pate.
Ooh, la-dee-da.
Usually it's cheese, but okay, why not pate?
It's, and it's got to be like a certain, like, liver pate.
No.
It's the only way that we'll eat the medicine.
I refuse to believe this dog is like a brand snob. Yeah, it's not.
It is. Apparently, you know, my mum's like, I tried the other one, didn't want to take it. So it's got to be pate.
I reckon there's a lot more spoiled dogs out there in Newcastle.
There can't be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're precious animals. And I'm very proud to be Brinny's human. Like, I'm fine with that order
You're
of power.
You're owned by the dog.
Absolutely. 4967-4105. Give us a call. Tell us how special your dog is.
Now, if we can also quickly bring Jess in from the newsroom, if you're there, Jess.
I am.
Now, you've got a little dog. Does it get anything spoiled about it?
Have you met Alfred? It's Alfred's world. I'm just living in it.
It's so funny as well because Alfred plods around the Sandgate bunker here in studio. Like, he owns the joint.
Yeah.
Just any room he wants to go in, any we're in the middle of a live break. He's knocking on the door.
Let me in. I own this place.
Yeah, there's no way that I could bring Rhea into the studio. For starters, she'd never stop wagging her tail. And what you would hear all the way through the break...
Stumping on the door.
Doesn't sound right.
So this is what we're after here. 4967-4105. Do you have a very spoiled pooch, a very spoiled dog, or do you know one? Maybe it's your friends or something. What are the most ridiculous things they get up to? Up for grabs, we've got the $100 petrol cards for free. If you've got a great story.
Have you got the fancy music there?
Yeah.
Because no one can beat Alfresco dining in Rathaluva.
I wouldn't have thought so. To Corlette, Deanne, do you have a spoilt pooch? What's the situation?
Hi, guys. Yes, I do have a very, very spoiled pooch. His name's Levi. Levi recently had a knee operation and he normally sleeps on the bed during the day. So because we had to confine him to the bed, to the lounge room, we also decided to bring the mattress into the lounge room. I'm still currently sleeping in the lounge room because my dog has not been 6 weeks post-op yet. But the best thing of all, hubby gets to sleep on the couch.
Oh, this is outrageous.
Hang on, so your husband is relegated to the couch, you've moved the bed, and the dog sleeps on the bed.
Yep, so the dog and I are sleeping on the mattress on the floor, and hubby gets a couch.
Wow.
I think this is perfectly right.
It is.
There's nothing special about this. This is the way that it should be.
Surely you guys have got to see from an outsider's perspective how outrageous this sounds, right?
No, definitely not. Thing is he used to also eat drumsticks every day as well for breakfast and dinner.
My other dog used to get cooked chicken.
Yeah.
Barbecue chicken. So, yeah, nice.
Deanne, what breed is Levi?
Levi is a husky cross bull Arab.
Oh, my God.
So beautiful.
And so huge as well.
What's up with all these dogs in Newcastle on the Hunter eating better than me as well? Barbecue chicken every day.
It's all right for some. Living the good life.
Let's go to Raymond Terrace. We've got Michelle on the phone. Michelle, tell us about your puppy.
My son's dog. He takes him to work every day. And in summer, he likes to actually, he leaves the dog in the car with the air conditioning going all day.
No, he does not, Michelle.
No.
He does not.
No.
Yes, he does.
You should take the dog into work.
Well, probably not allowed or something. So next best thing, fully air-conditioned at all times.
Fuel's only $2.30 a litre. Don't worry. Just leave the car running. It's
He's
fine.
He's actually going to work just to pay for that.
That is unbelievable. Honestly, do you feel better about Brittany now?
I didn't feel bad about Brittany. You were just giving me heaps.
This is an epidemic. This is what it is. I need to create change. No, that's what I think.
You just need to get a dog.
Yeah, indeed. New FM.
What will it be? Box 1, 2, or 3. This is New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
All right, enough mucking about. We've been teasing it all morning, and now is the time. The magic number, 4967-4105. Call up now to play New FM's Ticket Picker Box. If you're new, where on earth have you been? It's so simple. Basically, you call up that number, like I said, 4967-4105, then you pick box 1, 2, or 3. It is so simple.
And there's plenty of tickets up for grabs for all kinds of good stuff, including the courts, Sir Paul McCartney, Comedy Club,
and Greta drive-ins. I mean, there is so much, isn't there?
You could just be going to the movies, but the movies is in the Event Cinema Gold Class, so you know.
That's a yes from me.
Oh, no.
I've never been to Gold Class, but I hear it's great.
You should try it sometime.
The best thing as well is if you get on the air, you're a guaranteed winner because every box does contain a prize. Just the prize you get is dictated by the box you choose. So one more time, 4967-4105, one lucky local winner.
So who's playing this morning, Creeper?
We've got Debbie out at Blackhills Park. Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Now, are you excited to choose one of these boxes?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Very excited.
Well, here's the good news.
Yep.
We're going to give you some thinking music right now, and then that's when you think about which one to pick. All right, here we go. Do you thinking?
So dramatic.
I know. Are you going to go 1, 2, or 3? That's it. All right, now the ding's happened. It's like a microwave. That's when you have to pick, all right? Which one do you want, 1, 2, or 3?
All right. Number 3.
Me again. I'm so popular. Debbie, you have won a double pass to go and see Sir Paul McCartney.
You're Jason!
Absolutely true. That is all yours.
You're going to see Paul McCartney at McDonald Jones Stadium on Tuesday the 24th of October. You can get your tickets now from frontiertouring.com. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, that's my son's birthday. Sorry, Lawson. Have a good birthday.
Just take it over the break. Don't worry about Debbie. It's all good. Your show. Thanks for having us on. Thanks for allowing us to be guests on your show this morning, Deb.
I've really loved it. It's been fun. It's the Debbie Show here on New FM.
Another nose. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, producer Scott Chippy Frappell with the amazing haircut. What have you got for us this morning?
Look, you're more obsessed with my haircut than I am, Creeper.
Wow, have you seen it? It's awesome.
It's looking pretty good, if I do say so myself. Will Ferrell, he's been seen DJing at a college frat party, and you just love to see it because it's just looks like fun. If there's one person that I want to DJ at my college party, it would be Will Ferrell.
Well, I saw the footage of this doing the rounds on socials. I think I saw it on TikTok.
Yep.
He got the sunnies on, his baseball cap on, he's loving it.
He is absolutely having a time. People are saying it's the return of Frank the Tank from the movie Old School.
Well, you know what's great? I saw this interview with him once, and he says what he likes to do is go to like op shops and buy like old lady's sunglasses and then wear them.
Probably what he's got on.
Whenever you see him in sunnies, if you ever look closer, usually they're like old lady sunglasses.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you saw the footage as well, Scotty, but he was one of the tracks he was playing at this college frat party was the song with Kanye West and Jay-Z. I think it's called Fellas in Paris or something like that.
Something like that.
Anyway, because that's got the sample of his quote from Blades of Glory, the movie. So, like, everyone's going hype for that, and, you know, the bit comes up, and, you know, he says, it's provocative, gets the people going, you know, the song.
Yeah. It would have gone off. He did Eye of the Tiger as well, Survivor. And, you're a college student, and I'm young. I've only just gotten out of college or university. Right. And it would have gone off. It would have absolutely gone off. Turns out Will Ferrell is an alumni of the University of Southern California, and it just goes to show. It's a college football game happening. Again, this is just between two universities, and the hype around their football is just obscene. You've never seen anything like it before. Mm.
They love it over there, don't they?
They do love it. Hey, speaking of love, Lady Gaga, she's been seen with her boyfriend, Michael Polanski. Now, it was reported a couple of months ago, maybe back in April, that they'd split. Apparently, they're still together.
Oh, there you go.
So there have been a couple of sightings of them together of late. Sources were saying back, this is several months ago, that they split up, that it was amicable, they're still friends. But now they're getting very up close and intimate in new pictures. So whether they did go on a bit of a hiatus and come back, maybe we never know. But I didn't even know she was seeing somebody.
Well, am I right in saying there's a fair age gap between the two of them?
Oh, I'm not too sure on the ages between the two of them. But, yeah, they don't look like they're too different in ages.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right then.
Yeah. I seem to remember hearing something about it. It's a bit of a toy boy situation.
Oh, that's what I thought I heard as well without knowing for certain.
Well, Scott, you're going to have to go research that one and find out for
us. I'll be on it for you.
Thank you. We've got that. Get that sorted out and figure that out for us. But you know what? Yeah, if you find someone you love, that's the main thing, isn't it? New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And still a lot of bumper-to-bumper traffic out there this morning. The main culprit of this crime is, of course, the works happening to the Tara Rail Bridge. So it's been reduced to one lane each way, which means New England Highway is super busy. But also, in a bit of a flow-on effect, Newcastle Link Road seems a lot busier than usual due to people, I guess, trying to avoid the New England Highway. So everyone's had the same idea today. They've gone, you know what, we're going to avoid it. We got stuck in the traffic yesterday. We'll try and, you know, sneak around it. And, yeah, look, Newcastle Link Road is backed up pretty much all the way to Cameron Park. Looks pretty bumper to bumper.
And it's going to be like this for about 2 weeks, which is...
I reckon till the end of the month.
Unsneakable.
So unfortunately, the only solution to your problem is probably you're just going to have to allow extra time for the next 3 weeks. You're just going to have to set the alarm a little bit earlier.
Or go on a holiday, but I don't recommend you go to Paris because Paris is infested with bed bugs. We're going to be talking about that next.
How's the segue on Kath, if you don't mind? What happened about?
Feel that? That's the smoothness of silk right there.
It's sometimes the littlest things in the world that are really quite painful and annoying, and I don't think it gets more smaller than bed bugs.
Oh, I see what you did there. They are so frustrating, aren't they?
And so bitey.
Oh, yes, they do bite quite a lot. And Paris at the moment is completely inundated with an infestation of bed bugs. This is actually a really serious problem globally, not just in Paris, because going on in Paris, we've had Paris Fashion Week with people flying from all over the world and then flying back, right, and taking the bed bugs with them. And Rugby World Cup has been on as well, with all the rugby fans flying in and flying out.
Plus, let's not forget, mid-next year is the Olympics.
Yeah, hopefully they'll get it sorted by then.
You've got to hope so, right?
Possibly every hotel in Paris will have new mattresses for the event because they're being chucked out the window and left on the street. And it's not just a minor inconvenience. They've actually had to close 7 schools because they were infested with bed bugs.
Now, I heard a bit of an anecdotal story. It was around Paris Fashion Week, which was, I think, wrapped up last week or something like that. But apparently a lot of the people, like the designers and the models, etc., had to put their clothes in the freezer to, like, kill off all the bugs.
Wow.
Because they were infested with it during transport.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how big this infestation is at the moment.
Yeah, it's a major problem.
I think the funniest story that I've heard so far is apparently the paparazzi were told to look for people that were scratching in the crowd.
No, they
weren't. So that they could tap them, taking a little scratch with the bed bugs.
B-roll footage for the news that night.
Now, I haven't lived through bed bugs myself, but I'd like to hear from someone who has. I've done locusts and I've done mice plagues, and both of those were
pretty
bad.
Well, they don't sound fun.
No. Well, you know, growing up on a farm, these things happen. 4967-4105, if you can tell us a story about bed bugs and give us some kind of appreciation for how horrible this is for the people in Paris.
Or even other bugs as well.
Like, when do the bugs attack? When exactly. do they do you in?
Yeah, I remember going, when I was very young, maybe 17, 18, went camping with a mate. And we're like, wow, we'll just take swags, like sleep under the stars. It'll be so fun.
Yep.
It was next to this lake and the mosquitoes were so bad. And it was the middle of summer, so you couldn't like cover yourself up. And we came out just covered head to toe in mosquito bites. It was awful.
And some people are just a magnet for it.
Yeah.
Like some people, I feel like I'm always safe in the group, especially when I travel with my family, because my brother is just a magnet for all the bugs, all the ticks, all the leeches, all the mosquitoes, everything. They just find their way to him. And so he's my natural bug repellent.
I like that. I like that. Ticks can be a real drama. Spiders. Spiders as well.
Head lice. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of neat stories, particularly from our parents who are very glad to get the kids back to school this week. 4967-4105, $100 fuel card up for grabs for the best caller on air today. Tell us your bug stories.
Oh. When did they attack?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Yeah, we indeed. Put this up on Facey this morning.
There's a few stories here which are outrageous. So, of course, you can get in touch, as always, on the socials, or, of course, 4967-4105, $100 fuel cards up for grabs. When did the bugs attack? That's the question we asked on the socials. And Kylie is messaging in saying, bug infestation on a cruise ship. You got nowhere to run, nowhere to go. You can't just throw the mattresses overboard, can you? Oh,
that
disgusting.
Is terrible.
Another one from Kayla is, I knew my partner cheated on me because he had bed bugs.
Oh, my God.
So did the mistress, mystery mistress.
Wow.
That is so juicy, isn't it?
That's on another level.
That's like a whole different story. How did you know your partner was cheating? let's go to Wool's End. Sue, good morning. How did you get infested by bugs? Are you there, Sue?
Oh, yes, hello.
Good morning.
What happened?
Morning. My son got infested with bed bugs.
Oh, how did it happen?
Living in boarding living, and it was like four guys in a house, and they were, upstairs, downstairs, in the carpet, in his bed, in his clothes, in his mattress.
How do they get rid of them? Because they're really hard to get rid of.
I really don't know how they got rid of them, because when the boys were living there, they, rang some places, to get it,
sorted.
To get it sorted, and, they said to do, heaters and, sprays and all that kind of stuff, but nothing worked.
Oh, you know what? You hear that and you think, I don't think anybody really knows how to sort bed bugs out. And that's why the whole city of Paris is shut down pretty much at the moment with what's going on.
That's what I was telling. I was only half joking when I said you move out. That's the only solution.
It's probably the easiest thing to do.
You think of,
got to get rid of everything. Heaters, sprays. That, to me, is grasping at straws, isn't it?
Well, fingers crossed they get it sorted come the Olympics next year.
Fingers crossed they don't bring it.
Still got it then, we're in all kinds of dramas.
Big drama. All right. This is coming to the end of our shift, so we better award a caller of the day. It's got to be Michelle in Raymond Terrace, whose son leaves the aircon on for the dog all day.
That's right.
He's chewing up the fuel, leaving the car on for the dog.
And just to underscore the point that Brinny is not the most spoiled dog in Newcastle.
I still think you have that title.
You might have just grabbed it still. That is us done and dusted. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll catch you then.
See ya.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.